This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM. Click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. You hear that? Right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. Yeah, that's
you never
say.
Know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, should I punch her or pray for her? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 57-year-old single mother, and I am all up in my daughter's business. My daughter is 31 years old and a professional woman. She's dating a man that I can't believe she would ever be attracted to. He's a 40-year-old single father with two sons that are 6 years old. He owns a car wash and makes a good living, but he's flashy and loves to be the center of attention. He's always been respectful to me, but I have a problem with how he tolerates certain behaviors from his twins' mother. Let's call the twins' mother Rita, and my daughter's boyfriend is Tony. Rita has vandalized my daughter's car, and she's tried to fight my daughter in public one night when she and Tony went out for dinner. I tried to tell her that Tony is too ghetto, and he's used to ghetto girls, but she is crazy about him. Last week, my daughter was at Tony's house by herself, and Rita walked in on her. Tony said he gave Rita a key to his house because she needed access to her twins. My daughter locked herself in the bedroom because she was afraid of Rita. My daughter called me, and I sped over to Tony's house to help her. Tony was there trying to calm Rita down. I got my daughter out of there, but not before Rita swung at me. I used to teach kickboxing, so I was ready for Miss Rita. Tony defused the situation and asked my daughter to explain to me what's going on. We went outside, and my daughter said Rita has some mental issues and she acts out sometimes, so we have to pray for her. I know my daughter is sheltered, but not this darn naive. I told my daughter that Tony is feeding her a bunch of BS and she needs to wise up. Should I let Rita beat her butt one good time so she'll wise up? Please help. What, Mama? What? Let Rita beat your daughter's butt? No, don't do that. Rita is crazy, and please don't let her crazy behind get it at your daughter. She could really hurt her. I mean, you know, thank God you did take kickboxing so you were ready for Rita at that time. I know you would, Mom, but you shouldn't have to fight your daughter's battles. This trifling man, like you said, we'll call him Tony, doesn't care anything about your daughter. He put her in harm's way. He's the one that's allowing this to happen. I agree with you that he tolerates too much from Rita. What is going on with him and Rita besides her being the mother of his twins? I think Rita is just way too bold, too comfortable for there not to be something else going on between the two of them. And again, thank you because you took kickboxing. You never know when that might come in handy. I think this is the wrong man. I think this is the wrong relationship for your daughter. But until she sees it for herself and she doesn't because you said she is crazy about Mr. Tony. But until she sees it for herself, there's not a lot you can do, Mom, but rush over there when she calls you. Rita and Tony share twins. They share kids together, so they're always going to be around. Your daughter's always going to have to deal with this problem. But there are no boundaries. Your daughter hasn't set any, and Tony, who should be setting boundaries, hasn't. He just lets Rita run amok. Rita has no respect for your daughter. She has no respect for this relationship. She just walks in with the key whenever she feels like it. So your daughter needs to realize that she's in over her head with this man and Rita, and unless she's willing to stand up for herself and stop hiding and locking herself in the bedroom and all that, she's fighting a losing battle. I just think, you know, this guy doesn't deserve her, Tony, and your daughter needs to move on for sure. I'm sure you'd be happy with that, Mom. Steve?
Well, Shirley, I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree. Okay. I don't like the mother in this letter, and I don't like the mother's assessment of the situation. Mm-hmm. Should I punch her or pray for her? Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 57-year-old single mother. I'm all up in my daughter's business. Bing, right there. All up in my daughter's business. My daughter, 31, professional woman. She's dating a man I can't believe she would even be attracted to. And why not? He's a 40-year-old single father with twin sons that are 6 years old. He owns a car wash and he makes a good living. But he's flashy and he loves to be the center of attention. Okay, what does that mean? He's always been respectful to me, but I have a problem with how he tolerates certain behaviors from his twin's mother. What? What do you mean? You have a problem with how he tolerates certain behavior. So let's call the twins' mother, Rita, and my daughter's boyfriend is Tony. Here we go. Rita has vandalized my daughter's car. He didn't tolerate that. There's nothing he tolerated. Rita, crazy-ass Rita, vandalized your daughter's car. And she tried to fight my daughter. The man didn't tolerate that. Crazy-ass Rita tried to fight your daughter in public one night. When she and Tony went to dinner, I tried to tell her that Tony is too ghetto and he's used to ghetto girls. What does that have to do with him tolerating anything from his crazy ex? Last week, my daughter's at Tony's house by herself, and Rita walked in on her. Tony said he gave Rita a key to his house because she needed access to the twins. Your daughter don't live there.
Hold on, Steve.
Rita used to live there. I'll wait.
Hold on.
Got time.
Yeah. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, should I punch her or pray for her? We'll find out when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, should I punch her or pray for her?
57-year-old single mother all up in her daughter's business. Right there. Bad letter. Daughter 31, professional, dating a man I can't believe she's attracted to. And the reason she can't believe it, because the man is 40-year-old single father with twin sons, 6 years old, owns a car wash and makes a good living. So what is it you don't like? But he's flashy and he loves to be the center of attention. He's always been respectful to me. Okay. That don't mean nothing. But I have a problem with how he tolerates certain behavior from his twin's mother. Then you proceed to go down a list of things that I don't see how the man is tolerating. He let the twins' mother's name Rita and the boyfriend named Tony. Rita vandalized my daughter's car. The man didn't tolerate that. She tried to fight my daughter. The man didn't tolerate that. It's just Rita's ass is crazy. Then when they went to dinner, I tried to tell her Tony's too ghetto and he used to dating ghetto girls, but she crazy about it. Well, what does that have to do with Tony tolerating the ex's behavior? Last week, my daughter was at Tony's house by herself and Rita walked in on her. Tony said he gave Rita a key to the house because she needed access to her twins. Okay, now, you know, people have different arrangements. Rita don't live there. And so he done gave this crazy heifer the key to come in here when he got the kids, check on the kids, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what that arrangement is, but she got a key to his house. She might have lived there before with the kids. Anybody ever thought of this right here? But my daughter locked herself in the bedroom because she was afraid of Rita. that ain't got nothing to do with what the man tolerate, though. My daughter called me, and I sped over to Tony's house to help her. Tony was there trying to calm Rita down. I got my daughter out of there, but not before Rita swung at me. Rita ass crazy.
Yes.
Rita swung at you. That's not him tolerating a behavior. Why you think Rita his ex? Because he know Rita crazy. Crazy people, sometimes, I'm just saying this, sometimes crazy people have good sex.
Oh, a lot of men say that about crazy.
Sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
Men love crazy.
I used to teach kickboxing, so I was ready for Miss Rita. Tony diffused the situation and asked my daughter to explain to me what's going on. We went outside, and my daughter said Rita has some mental issues. It sound like it. And she acts out, so we have to pray for her. Now, I'm pretty sure Tony didn't ask you to pray for her. I know my daughter is sheltered, but not this doggone naive. I told my daughter that Tony is feeding her a bunch of BS. He may not be telling everything. And that she needs to wise up. Should I let Rita beat her butt one good time so she'll wise up? Yes. Yes. Now, how you going to stop it? Because one time, she going to be over there, and Rita going to get that whooping in before you spared over there this time. Because she locked herself in the bedroom. Rita going to roll up on her one time, she ain't going to be able to get in that doggone bedroom.
Why does Tony just let her just come in his house and just run amok, just do whatever?
He don't just let her. He gave her a key. She got boundaries, but she oversteps them. She vandalized the girl's car. That ain't Tony's fault. She tried to fight the woman. That ain't Tony's fault. See, you mad, Shirley, because she got a key to the house.
I'm mad about that. And I'm mad it doesn't seem like Tony is stepping up, defending this girl.
Tony just stepped up and defended. I don't see what he not defending. The letter is from the damn mama that's up in the 31-year-old business. Mm-hmm. She ain't got all the facts. Tony done asked her to step outside and explain to your mama what's going on over here.
Steve, if this was your daughter.
This ain't my daughter.
I said, if it was, and she was with some clown that you didn't like, and his ex was doing all this, you know you'd have something to say. You know you would. And you wouldn't want your daughter
Shirley,
with the man either.
Huh? But Shirley, she may not want a daughter with the man. I understand that, but everybody come with some luggage.
Yes.
Everybody. He got a crazy ex. I know this letter right here. See, that's why I'm saying you can't write this dude off because this ex is looped. That's what I hate to see people doing. Well, you writing him off because his ex is crazy.
Yeah, because he doesn't. What is he doing to help to stop all this?
There's no boundaries.
Yeah, and that's why I said no boundaries, and he doesn't seem to be trying to help his girl. That's what I see in the letter.
That's not what I see. You can give
we
all.
Just agree
you,
to hey, disagree
oh,
on
oh wait, let me explain something to you. Boundaries. You can get court orders. You mm-hmm. can get record sealed. You can get all this. Mm-hmm. They can do what they want to do, and it ain't got nothing to do with you allowing nothing.
She's just in a crazy situation, the daughter, with this crazy woman.
But the mama ain't gonna be able to save everybody, so.
I don't.
Well, we agree to disagree.
We agree to disagree on
okay,
this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.